This podcast is brought to you by BetRivers. Download the BetRivers app from the App Store or Google Play Store. Must be 21. Available in Ohio only. Void where prohibited. Terms and conditions apply. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Sports gaming is provided in partnership with Dayton Real Estate Ventures, LLC, DBA, Hollywood Gaming at Dayton Raceway.
You're listening to The Bullpen with Adam the Bull on the BetRivers Network.
Welcome, everybody, to the latest edition of The Bullpen with Adam the Bull, brought to you by BetRivers. Coming up on today's podcast, the Cavs schedule for the first round of the playoffs against the Orlando Magic is out. Plus, Deshaun Watson and Kevin Stefanski speak, and we are just over a week away from the NFL draft, and the Guardians win again on Tuesday. Can they keep it going? We'll get to all of that on this edition of The Bullpen with Adam the Bull, brought to you by BetRivers.
You're in The Bullpen with Adam the Bull on the BetRivers Network.
Folks, make sure you're using the BetRivers app. In fact, yesterday, every Tuesday and Friday, I give you a baseball parlay, and the one I put out there yesterday, which you were able to get at plus 665, was a winner. I hope you took advantage of my generous nature. I picked four games in a parlay. Now, one of them got rained out, but that game voided, but it still hit if you bet it. The Royals and White Sox got rained out, but I had the Braves, I had the Rays, and I had, of course, I can't remember the other. Oh, the Orioles. That's right. Boom, 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 3-for-3. Touchdown, even though it's a baseball parlay. That's a winner, so I hope you're able to take advantage of that. All kinds of great things on the BetRivers app. You can bet on any sport, pretty much any parlay, any individual game stats. It's amazing how much stuff they have there. Baseball, the NBA playoffs, the Stanley Cup playoffs, WNBA, whatever you want to bet on, they got you covered. Pretty much anything. Check it out. Now, A couple things I want to get to. I want to get to all three teams today. Quickly on the Guardians, because we spent a lot of time on the Guardians yesterday. Guardians with on the Ultimate Cleveland Guardian show and on my podcast on Monday, I talked about the fact that the Guardians are winning games differently this year, like winning games that they would not have won in past years. And they did it again last night, Tuesday night. They blew a lead early. And then they come back again late. They have had so many clutch hits late in games, big spots, guys you wouldn't necessarily expect. Gabriel Arias again had a big hit. Estevan Florial again had a big hit. Tyler Freeman hits one over the monster. And Bybee, not great, but it was decent. A better start. We need the starting pitching to be better. But right now, the bullpen's been excellent for the most part. Not great yesterday, but Barlow got the job done in extras to get the save. The hitting's been fantastic. The Guardians are fifth in runs per game in the majors. I believe second in the American League behind only Baltimore. They're fifth in hits per game. I think they're number one in the American League. And they're 13th in home runs, which 13th doesn't sound amazing, but for this team, they finished 30th last year. 13th is a massive improvement. They're making hard contact. If you see if we were going over this on Fangraphs earlier today, the fact that the Guardians, in terms of hard hit rate, balls off the bat 95 plus, they're at three times their pace from last year, which is a huge improvement. Led by Steven Kwan, who's been great in that leadoff spot. Guardians will continue their series with Boston, and then they come home. They play Oakland and Boston again. All right. As for the Cavaliers, the schedule is out. We know all the dates of the first round matchup with the Magic. I know I've been really negative about the team, but we turn the page now. I hope they can prove me wrong. I want them to shut me up. Let's go. Take care of business against the Magic. Game one, Saturday afternoon at 1 at home, of course. Game two is Monday night at 7. Then game three on the road will be next Thursday, the 25th at 7. And game four is next Saturday, the 27th, also on the road. No times on the final three games. Obviously, we don't know if there'll be a final three games. But the schedule is set. We were debating earlier on UCSS. Max Strus versus Isaac Okoro in terms of the starting lineup. Mikey McNuggets and I agreed they should go with Max Strus. You got to have that offense. You can't go with three guys that can't shoot particularly well. And I know Okoro was better this year, but you trust him in the playoffs. He struggled down the stretch. It was kind of a non-factor after playing well during that 20-game streak. So I think Max Strus has the playoff creds, man. He was a starter for a team that went to the finals last year in Miami. So I would think Max Strus will be in the starting lineup late in the game. If you're winning, yeah, then you want to have Isaac Okoro in for his defense, especially on Banchero. He's played very well against him this year, but you need some offense. You got to score points. As Mikey McNuggets pointed out today, the Cavs actually held the Knicks last year in the playoffs when the Cavs were terrible, held them under their scoring average in the playoffs, but they just couldn't score enough. Got to have the offense. Strus is a guy who will be unafraid to take big shots. And he's playing really well. He's moving the ball well. He's had, I think, at least 8 assists in his last 3 games. But it's a new season, new time. The NBA regular season, unwatchable. The NBA playoffs is great. Looking forward to that starting. And again, Saturday afternoon at 1, home game is game 1. The Cavs got to take care of business at home. Orlando has struggled on the road this season. And Orlando's kind of like, in a way, where the Cavs were last year, a younger team. But, you know, well, I shouldn't say a younger team. I mean, they just don't have the one guy like Donovan Mitchell in terms of age. But they're just a really young team and on the rise, but not a lot of playoff experience. So the Cavs better take advantage of that and win the series. Hopefully they'll take care of business. Now, let's switch it up again and talk about the Browns. First organized team activities starting this week. Kevin Stefanski spoke on Tuesday. So did Deshaun Watson. And it was good to see Deshaun Watson at OTAs and good to see him speaking to the media. I was talking earlier today with G. Bush, and we were discussing how Deshaun seems to be, now, it's not on the field. We got to see it on the field. But off the field, he seems to have a lot more confidence. He seems more comfortable with the media. Now, obviously, he's not getting off-the-field questions anymore. But he's been here 2 years. He knows the beat reporters now to some degree. Probably has developed at least some level of relationship with at least some of them. And he seems much more comfortable in his own skin in these meetings. And the fact that he was, you know, not they're not shying him away from the media anymore like they did in the beginning. And it's good. And he seems more confident. We'll see if it translates on the field onto the field where, you know, when he gets there. I'm anticipating at this point, I'm going to assume he's going to be ready for the start of the season. Obviously, the injury is very uncommon for a football player. It's an injury that typically happens to baseball players. And as Zach Jackson said earlier today, Browns beat reporter, you know, when pitchers are recovering from this injury, they're not taking hits from 300 pounders. So it's something to monitor. But Deshaun Watson said last week when he opened his lefty store and G. Bush and Earl were there, and he said he expects to be ready to go for the start of the season. There was nothing. He did have one kind of confusing comment, I thought, in one quote that I saw yesterday from Deshaun where it said it could be sooner than later, it could be later than sooner. I was a little confused by that. But outside of that, everything else he said gave you the indication that he expects to be ready. Now, you don't know. Again, as we mentioned, this is a very uncommon injury for a football player. And you don't know how his body's going to react to all the throwing. But he says he's throwing right now. He says he's got his zip. He says he's over the mental hurdles. I guess if he wasn't, he probably wouldn't say it. But, you know, at this point, I'll take him at his word. And so it's all positive signs here. Of course, we're still a while to go before the season. Season starts in a little less than 5 months. So he's still got plenty of time here. But it is a major positive that he's throwing with velocity. And everything appears to be on track at this point. Kevin Stefanski talked about they're revamping the offense. He and Ken Dorsey and all the other coaches they've brought in here, Tommy Reese, they're powwowing, if you will. And, they want to be a more aggressive offensively, something we've been looking for this team for a while. That's a positive. They're going to want to throw the ball down the field more. They're going to want to throw the ball, period. Big part of that's Amari Cooper. Big part of that's Jerry Jeudy reaching some potential this year. David Njoku had a breakout season last year, but it's mostly about Deshaun Watson. As I said earlier today, and this is it. Deshaun Watson the Browns are a playoff contender. There's no doubt about it. I can't say they're definitely a playoff team. I can't say anybody in the AFC North is definitely a playoff team because the division's so tough and they can finish in any order. But the Browns are 100% a playoff contender. But what's going to make them a Super Bowl contender is Deshaun Watson refinding that magic that he had when he started his career in Houston when he was a special player. We haven't seen that guy. We can debate all you want that you've seen a little of it. There's no denying we haven't seen it consistently. A lot of that because of injury, sure, but the bottom line is we haven't seen it. And what takes them from a playoff contender to a Super Bowl contender is Deshaun Watson. It's that simple. You know, the other good teams in the AFC, you know, I think the Steelers are a playoff contender. I don't look at them as a Super Bowl contender. I look at the Ravens as one, even though Lamar's got more to prove in the playoffs. I look at the Bengals as one, obviously the Chiefs. And, you know, it's the teams with the quarterbacks are the teams that you raise from playoff contender to Super Bowl contender, even though these teams all have good rosters. The Browns have a playoff roster. The Browns have Super Bowl talent in a lot of places, including quarterback. And if he can get it back and play at that level again, then the Browns can win it all. There's no doubt about it. We were doing something earlier today where we kind of ranked all the Browns players, put them on a pyramid based on where we think they're going to be. And I had Deshaun Watson in tier three, which is the 4th to 6th best player on the Browns. I was being a little optimistic. I think I was thinking 7 to 10. But if the Browns are going to get to the Super Bowl, something they've never done before, or even get to the AFC Championship game, which they have, Deshaun Watson's got to be one of the 5 best players on the team. I don't think there's any doubt about it. He's got to be great, or at least very good if we want to parse words. He can't be average. And he's in his time in Cleveland, he's mostly been average or below. It's not good enough. Not for Super Bowl. It's good enough for the playoffs, potentially. Not for the Super Bowl. We need it. Browns have to have it. And Deshaun Watson, to his credit, has taken out all the excuses. He's not going to blame the injury. He's talked about all the talent around him. He's talked about he's got to do it. He's showing up. He seems to be doing all the right things now in the community as well. Now he's got to perform on the field consistently. That'd be huge if he could do that right at the start of the season. Will he have Nick Chubb? Probably not. But hopefully Nick Chubb will be back sooner rather than later as well. And it'll be fascinating to see how good he is. And I believe by the second half of the year, Nick Chubb will be a superstar again. Probably some growing pains early when he comes back. But I think by the second half of the year, maybe I'm being overly confident on Nick Chubb because I love the guy. But I believe Nick Chubb is going to be back to being great and one of the best backs in the league by the second half of the season. I believe that. I have some optimism for Jerry Jeudy. I was critical of the extension, but I have a lot more optimism for Jerry Jeudy than I had for Elijah Moore last year. There are a lot of other people. I thought Elijah Moore would be better than he was with the Jets, but he was just kind of the same guy. And I didn't buy into 1,000 yards or any of that stuff with him. Jerry Jeudy is a better wide receiver than Elijah Moore. There's no doubt there. And his upside is even higher. Hopefully with the Browns, he can reach it. So there's a lot of positives right now going on in the organization. The Browns are unafraid to spend money for all the criticism of Jimmy Haslam that I've leveled, all fair in my opinion. He is not afraid to spend money. And in fact, the Browns are spending more money than any team in the NFL, which is crazy because you think about the Guardians near the bottom of the payroll list, and it's not the salary cap. It's the how much money are you actually spending? And the Browns are spending significantly more than any other team, more than the New York team, Chicago, more than Jerry Jones in Dallas, the teams out in L.A. And all those teams are charging way more for tickets than the Browns are. So kudos to Jimmy for that. All right, thanks to everybody, as always, for joining me on a Thursday's live show. I got some other Browns topics I want to hit on tomorrow. We'll start looking ahead to the Cavs in the playoffs, and we'll see how the Guardians do in Game 3 against the Red Sox. So make sure you join me tomorrow live at 2 p.m. Please hit the subscribe button. Please give me a thumbs up. I appreciate it. Love you all. And that's it for today. Thanks to Brian Monzo for producing. We'll talk to you next time. Where else but right here in the Bullpen with Adam the Bull, brought to you by Bet Rivers. See you, everybody.
Thanks for listening to The Bullpen with Adam the Bull on the Bet Rivers Network.